This is WABF, and it's time now for the Gulf Coast Swap Shop.
Swap Shop time.
Your free personal advertising show is live and in color on the radio and online. Brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
By Fairhope Hemp CBD, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, the Quail Creek Golf Course Snack Bar, and the Fairhope Store.
928-9228 is the number to call. When we get you on the line, you can talk about anything you want, but please no guns, ammo, prescriptions, or businesses, and let's keep it to rescue animals only.
And aside from that, pretty much anything goes.
Stay on the line to make sure we get your information accurately.
Because it's Thursday, that means it's almost Friday.
And we've got a room, a studio full of people.
Oh my goodness, we got dudes and we got a hot chick in here with us today.
Oh yeah, that's the way you interpret things. And we also have a phone call. Do we dare say hello, David? You're on the air. Shall we?
Okay.
Hello, David. You're on the air. Is it you?
It's me.
All right. Good morning, Dave.
Now we need that ding, ding, ding. Okay. Did you put it on here? Remember the winner, ding, ding, ding? Not yet. Okay. Good morning, Dave. Go ahead.
This morning, we're gonna separate the table and the stereo. This morning, I want to sell the stereo, the Sony 100-watt amp, and the two Bose speakers. They're 450 watts. I'll sell them for 200 firm. And I got somebody that's interested in a table. And the shelves are gone. The freebies, they went pretty quick yesterday.
Okay.
And I still had the folding walker. I'd like $10 for it. And somebody had to really come and play with a stereo and enjoy it. And to see what they get.
Well, those are some old classics. I mean, Bose 251s. Those are great speakers.
Yeah, they're an outdoor one.
That's even better, but you can use them indoors.
Oh, yeah, that's why I got them on stands indoors. That's what.
Right.
I got them as a birthday present, and what happened, the speakers I had, the little chihuahua, she decided to dance and hold on to the cloth, and she kind of tore the speaker cloth off of both of them. So that's why Kathleen decided to buy me the Bose speakers.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Anything else, Dave?
That's it. And like I say, the table is going to be for sale. But if somebody wants the table with the sale, I'll take $300. But if they just want the sale, not the table, $200.
Okay. So you still have the antique typing table?
I still had antique type of table. Somebody's kind of interested in it, but I'll sell it either. I'll sell the stereo with or without the typing table.
Yeah, and it's like we say, first come, first serve, right?
That's right.
Okay. 391-3146. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank y'all, y'all.
Okay, you're welcome. Dave is one of our regular callers, and when he calls, he's usually the first one. So we always say, should we say good morning, Dave? We usually don't. It's because you usually take a bet and then it's not him. But it was him. And there's Dave at 391-3146. He almost said, what happened was... And that cracked me up because one of my dear old friends, Jerry Smith, is here in the studio. And she brought the dudes, as Mark calls them. And
good morning.
These are three gentlemen with devoted health care. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Thank you.
What happened was I brought three dudes.
And they are, do you want to introduce them or shall I?
Yeah.
Okay. We have Brandon McFarland. Say hello.
Hi, how are you? I'm dude number one.
Ryan Nichols.
Good morning.
And Booker Joseph.
Hey, everybody. I am dude number three.
Now, this is not the dating game. You know, bachelor number one.
You know, I thought maybe I should start looking to see if any of them have wedding rings on. This could be fun. Okay. And they all do, ladies. Back up. So on a serious note, though, you're here with Devoted Health Plans. And that's a relatively new company to Alabama, but not to the world, not to the United States.
Correct, yeah. It's been together, I guess, 6 or 7 years all around the country. This last year, we saw a huge expansion. And in our little section of the country, our little corner here, we have Alabama. And I think Alabama always takes part of the panhandle with it, so the Florida panhandle as well. and Tennessee and the Carolinas are new this year, amongst several other states. So it's really refreshing, and everybody's really excited to see how the company's just within that 6 or 7 years how big it's grown. And yeah, Alabama, it's first year.
Yes, Brandon, we are in 13 states, not throughout the country yet, but we're in 13 states. And in the 6-7 years we've been around, we have grown 126, close to 127,000 members. And according to Deft Research, Devoted Health is the fastest growing health plan in the nation.
And this isn't just health insurance. Is this for Medicare Advantage plans only? Is that my understanding?
Right. We kind of singularly focus on Medicare Advantage plans. We don't get into the standalone prescription plans or Medicare supplements. We focus on what we do and do well, which is the Medicare Advantage plans with prescription drugs.
Now, I'm not quite to that age yet, so I'm not as familiar with what that is. So we're kind of addressing two audiences here: the people that are already on it and might be looking for a change, and the people that aren't yet and don't really know what to expect. So can you give us both perspectives from somebody that's approaching, what is it, 65 or 66?
Correct. That's kind of the standard. Most people receive their Medicare at age 65, with parts A and B being what they kind of see on the red, white, and blue card on there. Medicare allows during the annual election period time, which is October 15th to December 7th, to choose a new plan for someone that's currently on Medicare. So that's when you see a lot of the marketing thing is running on TV and radio things for that time of the year. Otherwise, you have people maybe turning 65 around their birth dates when they're getting their Part B. A and B dates come into effect there for their Medicare Advantage choice, which would be their initial election period. So there's a lot of election periods that go along with that, depending on the time of the year and the individual's age and when they come into Medicare with it, when they have their choices to choose a Medicare Advantage plan or the Medicare supplement or a standalone prescription drug plan, just kind of what fits their needs.
And it can be complicated, which is why you have someone like Jerry, right, to sit down and consult and explain to folks exactly what's going on, right?
Yes, I represent the carriers in the state of Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, and Georgia.
So you sit down with someone that's either approaching Medicare,
yes,
or in that enrollment, that window period,
right,
where they can make a change that Joe Namath tells us about all the time on TV. And then they can call you.
They can call me at 251-422-2680.
422-2680. And then you sit down and you find out what the right plan is for them.
Yes.
Okay.
I find out their medications, their doctors, and research what they currently have and what they're in need of.
And it may or may not be devoted.
It may or may not
because
be
because you're going to do what's best for the person, right?
Right.
Correct.
Absolutely. And we work in devoted, just we work with the broker community, with folks like Jerry, because yeah, when you sit down with somebody, you know, it's I suspect it'd be much more comfortable for somebody to know that when you look at all your prescriptions and look at all your doctors, and then you know, because it seems overwhelming at first. There's a million plans out there, right?
Yeah.
But with somebody like Jerry, you could break down what would seem like a large number of plans to you know, a much more manageable number with where who has your prescriptions and you know who has all your doctors, and
right,
then at that point, you know, what would work
right
best for you.
And two, I mean, I know Jerry because we've been friends for many years, and I know the rigorous studying and testing and requirements you have to keep up with,
yes,
in order
year
to be up to speed on all the plans, you
yes
know, and the law, because the obviously the federal government is heavily involved in this, and it's regulated. So
yes,
so that sounds great. Go ahead.
Since we're also we may also have some listeners who are not yet of Medicare age.
Right.
Let me take a moment and just talk about what we sometimes in the business refer to as the alphabet soup of Medicare.
Okay.
There are parts A, B, part C, and part D.
Right. Now, so we're going to break down all four of those.
I'm going to break down all four of those.
And before you do, let me just remind, our listeners are so polite, they think they can't interrupt us. And so I just want to remind everyone, this is a call-in show. Feel free to interrupt us, and we'll just take a pause and keep on talking. 928-9228 is our number. Yard sales, estate sales, stuff you need to buy, sell, swap, birthdays, and anniversaries.
That's right. If you've got somebody that's having a birthday or an anniversary coming up either this week or next, be sure and give us a call, because tomorrow at the end of the program, we are going to give away lunch at the Quail Creek Golf Course Snack Bar, or possibly a round of golf, which includes the round of golf, the golf cart rental, and the bucket of balls for the driving range. So if you're a golfer out there, you know somebody that is, put them on our list.
Very good. 928-9228. Okay, so Booker, let's start with A.
Well, Part A is the hospital coverage. It is provided to the Medicare recipient at no charge if they have contributed enough into Social Security. They get Part A at no charge, and that covers hospital services. There is a deductible per benefit period on Part A. So Part A is no charge to the recipient. They do get hospital services, but they have to pay a deductible.
Okay.
And the deductible is per benefit period. And so if they've been in the hospital and out for at least 60 days, then it starts a new benefit period, which would require a new deductible. Now, Part B, there's an annual deductible, but Part B covers your outpatient and doctor services. So when one who is on Medicare goes to the doctor's office, they're utilizing their Part B benefit.
With an annual deductible?
That one has an annual deductible.
Okay. Now, to clarify, what you're describing here is what the federal government has set forth as Medicare, not what Devoted does.
Correct.
This is what all of them do.
This.
And then we'll get into what sets you off special from others.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so for Part B, there is an annual, or a monthly premium, sorry, that's deducted from the Social Security check of the recipient.
Mm-hmm.
Most people pay around $165 a month, thereabout, but it's adjusted based on income, based on their retirement income. Then we get to, I'll come back to D. We get to Part D. I'll come back to C, sorry. Part D is the prescription drug benefit. The federal government does not offer a prescription drug benefit. They are all, Part D plans are all sold through carriers who have a contract with the federal government.
So is that what's called supplement?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay. see, we said it can get a little complicated.
Alphabet soup, you
Alphabet
said.
Soup.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we go back to Part C. Part C is an option under the federal law that allows private companies like Devoted to contract with the federal government to provide health services for retirees or for people who are on Medicare. And what companies like Devoted does is oftentimes we wrap Part D into the... Part C is called Medicare Advantage, and in Medicare Advantage, oftentimes we pull together Parts A, B, and D and offer it through a Medicare Advantage company like Devoted, which is referred to as Part C of Medicare. So think of Part C as a private company providing your Medicare benefits.
I'm thinking the federal government has to make everything complicated. That's what I'm thinking, which is why we need the Jerrys of the world to help navigate through it all.
And so one may ask, why should I consider a Medicare Advantage company? Well, oftentimes the Medicare Advantage company will offer benefits that's not covered under original Medicare. For example, things like hearing aids and dental benefits. And so the Medicare Advantage company oftentimes would package in ancillary benefits to augment what the Social Security Administration or what Medicare does not provide. Which brings us to another option besides Part C, which is called a Medicare supplement plan. And Ryan, you want to talk a little bit about
Medicare? We're going to take a break before everyone's eyes glaze over and just remind people, 928-9228. We are speaking with folks from Devoted Health Plans, And I'll tell you, when it comes time to take advantage of Medicare and the Advantage plans, this is definitely a company to consider. But we're going to take a quick break to acknowledge one of our sponsors. And we'll be right back. Are you or someone you know considering using CBD oil and hemp products? Then listen to this from Nate, a satisfied customer with Fairhope Hemp CBD.
My wife suffers from migraines. We've tried an abundance of medications through doctors. She's done the shots. She's been on all sorts of expensive medications. And she's never got any kind of relief like she does from CBD. So it was really a blessing to see John here in town. For the first time, I felt like actually some effects from the CBD that were good. And my stress levels went down. My sleep was better. My recovery from working out was better. I can't say enough good things about that John CBD because it really is truly farm to table and it's local. You can't get any fresher, so I'd give it a try if I were you guys.
Fairhope Hemp CBD has gift certificates available and can ship products anywhere in the United States. Call 928-1910, 928-1910, or drop by Fairhope Hemp CBD, 505 Fairhope Avenue, next to the Fairhope Library. This is WABF and the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. So what about maybe two and a half, 3 weeks ago, my friend Jerry said, I want to introduce you to some folks from a Medicare Advantage. What do you call it?
Medicare Advantage Company.
Medicare Advantage, correct.
Okay. Who's relatively new to Alabama, and I'm representing them now. Can we set something up? And I said, absolutely. So she brought Brandon. Mm-hmm. And now, Brandon, you're local here from Mobile.
I am, yeah.
You actually have somewhat radio and TV background, right?
Yeah, it was a complete 180 or 360, whatever the degree is, never to turn around. But yeah, I've since I graduated college in 2011 from USA, I worked in the media at some form or fashion. Worked for WALA, worked for WPMI, a couple of local TV news stations. In college, I worked for, at the time, was Clear Channel Radio,
mm-hmm.
for a little bit. And I worked for Today's Homeowner, which is an excellent home improvement show that they,
Danny Lipford,
that's right.
Produced the Danny Lipford show.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That would be a cool job.
Yeah, it was a very interesting job. And it's crazy the kind of things that you'll take from that, which, you know, it's like, okay, all of a sudden I'm gonna be a woodworker and just try to figure all that out. But yeah, Danny's show was the last of that. And I produced his radio show for a little bit. And then as I come into Medicare, I've kind of noticed when meeting people that are doing the same thing or meeting agents that there's a lot of people that it kind of turned into there was one career and then it shifted to another and shifted into Medicare. And so, but yeah, it was great. I've done everything from produced television, worked online, wrote some stories to producing Danny's radio show, which mm-hmm. was great.
And so we're hoping that you're going to be producing radio commercials as you all will sponsor Swap Shop. That's why you're here. So
yes.
We're
yes.
looking forward to that. All right. And now we have dude number two.
Oh, dude number two, Mr. Ryan Nichols.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Ryan Nichols, and I have some similarities to Brandon here. My roots, I came down to what at the time was Faulkner State Community College and attended that for 2 years here. My hometown was Demopolis, Alabama, but came down here playing baseball there and then transferred to the University of South Alabama, so very familiar with the area.
Did you play baseball for South?
Correct,
really?
Yes.
What position?
Sure. I was a catcher back
in
the day. So.
Now that's a unique position.
Yeah, absolutely. It was my time. I very much enjoyed my time at South Alabama, and I was very fortunate to be part of that program over there.
That is so exciting.
So yeah, and then I live in Birmingham currently. And so up in that area of the states and enjoying that as well.
One of my sons was playing baseball, and he was youth ball, maybe about, I guess he was about 10, 11. He got bored. And I was talking to the coach. I said, he wants to quit the team. I don't believe in that. What can we do? He said, we'll make him the catcher. He gets to touch the ball every play.
That's right. You're involved in every play, yeah.
Yeah, and you're not getting bored out there in the field hoping
right.
a ball comes
And someone
your way.
With my attention, you got to put me somewhere like
right,
that.
Right?
I'm similar to that, yeah.
Well, cool. Did you ever take a bad hit from a fast pitch.
Yes, luckily my only injuries were a little bit of shoulder injury and lost a tooth. Caught a baseball to the mouth one time.
Ow.
But,
The mask didn't catch it.
No, I was playing third base at the time. They said, we might want to put this guy back there and put a mask on him. He can't handle it without one. So.
But you must have an arm, too, because, I mean, playing the catcher and then playing third, because I played third, you got to be able to throw to first, accurately.
Yeah, yeah, not my strong suit, but we could get it done enough. Yeah.
Okay, good. Cool. Right.
Yeah, and if you do lose a tooth, you can talk to the folks at Devoted Healthcare and see about getting insurance for that.
Excellent dental benefits, correct, yeah.
All right, so that was Ryan Nichols, and now we have...
We've got Booker.
Dude number three.
Yeah, I'm Booker Joseph. I've been in the insurance business for quite a number of years, 42 years to be precise.
You know what I say? I've been in radio 42 many years. You could start saying that, 42 many years.
Yes, 42 years in the insurance industry, and I'm married, live in Birmingham. I say all the time I'm surrounded by estrogen. I have a 30-year-old daughter. We've got a 14-year-old. And we've got a daughter of the four-legged furry persuasion, 19-year-old Maltipoo.
Oh, dear.
And so I'm surrounded by estrogen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the ladies would admit they needed some testosterone in the mix as well.
Oh, so. sure. Now, which part of Birmingham?
I actually live in Hoover.
Okay.
My wife actually works for the city of Hoover. She also has a media background.
How about that?
Used to be a reporter for the Fox station in Birmingham.
Okay.
And
you may have seen her before. How long has it been too long since
you lived
there?
It's been too long since I lived there. But I grew up in Pleasant Grove.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. And went to school in Crestline when I was little. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm very familiar with Hoover. So grandparents lived in Mountain Brook. And I love Hoover, Vestavia, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. She now she's now the public information officer for the city of Hoover.
Okay.
Yeah. Great job. Absolutely. Well, you're listening to Swap Shop. 928-9228 is our number here at WABF. Please don't feel like you're interrupting us as we speak with folks from Devoted Health Plans and my friend Jerry that brought them in, because it's not enrollment yet. We just want to introduce the company.
Correct.
When is open enrollment? It's not till when? What, October, September? I don't know.
Yeah, October 15th kicks off the annual election period, or AEP as you'll hear it called sometimes.
Unless you're approaching your 65th birthday.
Correct, yeah. When someone's getting to what they would call their initial election period, when you're coming up on your 65th birthday, you have the 3 months prior to your birthday month, the month of that birthday month, and then the 3 months after to make your initial election period decision.
Okay. All right. Well, Brandon, what you look like you were getting ready to say something.
No, it's just, when you look at that 7 month, that period, you have plenty of time to make that change and make that adjustment. And I just encourage people to not wait last minute and, maybe take those 3 months before to, look at the plan, talk to somebody like Jerry and, and not make it a last-minute kind of decision. Yeah.
Yep. Jerry, what is your number again? 422?
It's 251-422-2680.
Because you're the one, for folks that are joining us late in the program. Go ahead, explain.
One thing I'd like to notice about Devoted that I've noticed is you're not going to call a 1-800 number and not get somebody on the phone. Their customer service is superior for any question that a customer has. Their dental is awesome. They have a plan that has a $5,000 dental benefit, which helps with your...
most of them aren't...
What are they?
Most of them aren't that much, are they?
That could change a lot of lives right there.
Most of them are like, what, $1,500 or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Some are $2,000.
Yeah.
But theirs is astronomical. I mean, but they are on, decent plans. There's different types of plans that these are offered on.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of benefits that you don't see in the regular Advantage plans.
And we didn't even get to that part yet. Who wants to address that while we're visiting? Booker?
Yes, we. One of the things, as Jerry mentioned, that we view as a differentiator is our customer service. Typically speaking, about 87 or so percent of the times when a customer call in for service, they are actually having a conversation with a service rep within 30 seconds.
Oh, gosh, that would be that's enough amazing. For me right there, because yeah. I had to call customer service for something the other day, and I was on the phone for, I don't know, 10 minutes or 20 minutes, right. And, you know, here's that recording.
Yeah.
You know, you are on hold. You're going to be on hold for the next 10 minutes. If you would like to not be on hold, please hold on. And it was like, oh, God, just give me that. So you guys are considerably better than that. So that's
like I said, typically it's within 30 seconds. About 87% of the times they're okay. having a conversation with their service rep within 30 seconds. And unlike many other places, we don't refer to them as customer service.
Mm-hmm.
We refer to them as member guides, because we want them to view their role as helping guide the people who enroll with us through the complications of the healthcare industry. We also address social determinants of health. So say, for example, a member calls in and we discover that there is something, maybe they are in a food desert, for example. They don't have healthy food. There are social services that they can benefit from. We have people on staff who can help connect them to those social services within their local communities.
Well, I like, that's amazing. But I also notice you're using the word member, not customer,
right.
Not patient, not account, not client, because that's just cold. Member. That's like a whole new status and a whole new feeling.
Yes, they are members. And I'll tell you, the prime directive from our CEO to every employee is to treat every member the way you would treat your parent or grandparent. In fact, he says all the time to our customer service reps or our member guides that when a member calls in, close your eyes, and I'm quoting him here, imagine it's your parent or grandparent on
mm-hmm.
the phone,
mm-hmm.
and then think through, what do I need to do in order to solve that their issue? And he says, if it's legal and if it's compliant, then there's no other authorization needed. Go ahead and get it done.
Isn't that nice? So they don't have to, well, hold on, let me get a manager. Well, hold on, let me transfer you here. Well, hold on, let's do that. And you can actually get something done in a timely manner. That's really nice.
Yeah, you know, the family dynamic that Booker was talking about, it even goes as deep as the two gentlemen that started the company, because
you told me
brothers.
It was founded by two brothers.
Exactly, yeah.
And they actually founded another really popular company and then sold it and created this one. Is that right?
Athena Health.
Right? Yeah.
Ryan, you might be able to talk.
Yeah, yeah, Athena Health, they kind of started that and sold that business and started Devoted Health out of the need for their own parents. They said, we need our parents to be on a Medicare Advantage plan that we, you know, would want to run and operate ourselves, and thus Devoted was born out of that with the prime directive that Booker mentioned, to treat everyone how you would want to be treated. And that guides everything that we do, every decision we make, how the plans are designed, to how we answer the phone in that 30 seconds or less type of manner, where, you know, if you got a family member calling, you're going to pick up the phone, right, versus someone you don't know. So we take care of all the members in that family kind of atmosphere, and we call it all-in-one healthcare, where we're holding their hand through the whole process of the entire going to a doctor, getting prescriptions filled, to a dental, to an emergency room, a hospital visit. We're there with them the entire way, communicating with them, and just kind of providing that extra hand holding all the way through the process.
That is excellent customer service. Now, Jerry, you were telling me, you and Brandon were telling me about even including some grocery money allocation or something. Tell us about that.
And I may refer to you on this as well, Ryan, but we do have some of our plans have a food card, and that is food that we provide on the table for our members. One of our plans has that at $200 each month, and that's food from, correct me if I'm wrong, Booker, but that's like Publix, and right, that's
some wherever you want to buy your groceries, right?
Pretty much. Well, it's network driven. It's places like Publix and Kroger and Dollar General, to name a few places. But let me, in the interest of full disclosure, we're not the only plan that offers a food card. There are other plans that offer a food card.
Okay.
Many are not as high as what we offer here at The Voted, but it allows them to purchase healthy foods like meat and dairy and
fruits,
vegetables. because we understand, and all of us understand, that if you eat healthy, it can influence your health outcomes. So we wanted to make sure that primarily the people who are on our plans that covers both Medicare and Medicaid recipients, that extra money to spend on food could truly make a difference in their lives.
That's lovely. Let me just say, this is WABF and Swap Shop at 928-9228. Our lines are open. We know you're out there listening. If you have questions, you could email them. You could Facebook message them. You can call us. And you will even text us since you have our cell numbers. But nevertheless, if you have a question for any of the gentlemen with Devoted Health or my friend Jerry, feel free to submit those if you don't want to call. But we would love to hear from you, whether it's concerning this or just any other regular Swap Shop items or birthdays and anniversaries.
That's right. If you've got somebody with a birthday or an anniversary coming up this week or next, be sure and give us a call and put their names on our list, because tomorrow at the end of the program, we're going to have a drawing and give away lunch at the Quail Creek Golf Course Snack Bar, or possibly a round of golf, which includes a bucket of balls and the golf cart rental for the day. So.
Thank you very much. I have some big news. The American Legion Post 199 has been nominated as a finalist in the Nappy Awards for Best All-Around Baldwin Bar and Best Outdoor Music Venue.
Okay, well, surprise.
Surprise. Mm-hmm. So you can vote at votenappies.com. Now, Booker and Ryan, are you all going to be in town tonight, or do you have to go back to Birmingham?
No, yeah, we're here to the end of the week, meeting great agents that we have in the area, and we're enjoying our time down here on the coast, down from Birmingham.
Good. Well, if you have a chance, Jerry, you know the drill. Maybe you can take them down and watch the sunset to the Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
Because
I'd love to, and y'all have fun. They have music every weekend.
It's really nice.
Live music on the water. Watch the sunset. It's beautiful.
You don't have to twist our arm too hard on those areas.
Yeah, it's quite nice. And a cold beverage.
And I have a birthday to announce.
Okay, who do you have?
How about Ann Bishop?
Oh, you know what,
Pam? Her birthday. It's a friend of ours.
Yeah, Pam called her in. Pam Bertola called her in. Yeah, so she's on. And tonight at the American Legion is live music from Brad Lawley starting at 6.
Oh, cool.
And then the sunset is around 7:30-ish. Last night, it opens on Wednesdays. So some of the divas and I, we missed you.
We all go.
We went to the Tiki Bar after our divas dinner, but it was we didn't really have much of a sunset. It was too cloudy. But it doesn't matter if it's cloudy or sunny. It's always beautiful down there, so... I hope you get to take them down. Brandon, you've probably been there before.
Oh, yeah, and that's one thing. Whenever they come down and it's like, what are we going to go out to eat? Well, we got to find somewhere on the water.
Right.
Go out on the causeway, find somewhere where somebody's playing some music. You're always going to find a great spot around here in the Gulf Coast.
Then tonight, you also, there's competition from the American Legion, because there's also the Daphne Kiwanis Club Taste of the Towns, and that's at the Daphne Civic Center at 6. They've got 20 restaurants, and you just kind of graze. Fill your plate, eat, go back and fill it again. And it's a great event.
I have a mic.
Yes, you're sharing one.
I'll be there this evening. And so that should be a lot of fun. And were you going to the women's night out downtown tonight in downtown
Fairhope?
No,
but that is tonight, the girls' night out. And it's a cowboy theme. So don't be surprised when you see hundreds of women walking around downtown Fairhope in cowboy boots and cowboy hats, because it's the ladies' night out event. But no, I wasn't planning on going to that. But to finish the thought on the Taste of the Towns, it's got Roman Street playing, which is one of your favorite bands.
Yes, they are.
They have a great silent auction, and tickets are $50 each, and you can get them at the door.
Yeah, Roman Street, I don't know if y'all are familiar with them, but I'm a big jazz fan. I love jazz, and I've listened to one of the jazz stations on one of the satellite radios sometime, and I'm like, wow, this band's really good. They sound just like Roman Street. And it was Roman Street, you know, and they're playing internationally, you know, on the satellite for the whole world to hear, and they're just right over there, you know, they're from here in Fairhope. Yeah, so that's one of those things that I think is just kind of cool. So
let me pull them up. I was looking. We've got some of their Christmas music, but we don't have any of their.
Yeah, they perform quite a bit. Their regular down here, music, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
You've seen, yeah. But this is like home. So yeah.
Yeah, so, this is yeah where they're from. So.
But they are just amazing.
So, at any rate, 928-9228 is our number. We've been talking to the guys from Devoted Health Plans, and we suggest you use them so that you don't need one of our other sponsors, which is Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory. But if you do, the folks at Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory will take good care of you. They've got a wonderful facility on Pollard Road. Whether you want to do a traditional funeral or save money with cremation, they're there for you. Benji and Donna, wonderful people. Their number is 621-5890. Once again, Hughes Funeral Home, located on Pollard Road, 621-5890.
And thankfully, they have a sense of humor, too. They love this show. I bet you these guys, the three dudes, haven't heard the story of one. Was it our first flea market?
First flea market, right.
This has been, I don't know, 10, 12, 14, I don't know how many years ago.
That, yeah.
And so we had all of our swap shop sponsors out, and we had a big flea market out at another Bay Village Stone. Our listeners came up like a giant yard sale flea market, you know.
And we had food vendors and...
We actually had the Sons of the American Legion doing barbecue, selling like sausage dogs and burgers.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Yeah. And we had Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory.
And I wanted to know whose bright idea it was to put Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory next to the barbecue.
And they thought it was hilarious. Yeah, and they're also fabulous people in the community. You'll see Benji and Donna tonight at the Taste of the Township. Their son's a Daphne City Councilman. And so they're big, big parts of the community. We appreciate them and their support of WABF here as well. Lines are open, 928-9228, and we'll be right back. The Eastern Shore Art Center's 5th Annual White Linen Night features a night in Havana. This fundraising gala is Thursday, May 18th from 7 until 10 p.m. Mambo the Night Away with live music from Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters. Enjoy silent and live art auctions and Cuban-inspired cuisine. Tickets include an open bar featuring hand-selected wines and a festive signature cocktail. White attire is optional. Don't miss the Eastern Shore Art Center's 5th Annual White Linen Night, May 18th. Tickets available online at the Art Center or by calling 928-2228.
Would you like to be a super VIP at the Hangout Music Festival? You and a friend could enjoy some of the hottest names in music on the beaches of Gulf Shores and help homeless pets at the same time. Take action now by visiting the Haven's website, havenforanimals.org, to enter and win the Super VIP tickets to attend the Hangout Music Festival May 19th through the 21st. Enter to win by going to havenforanimals.org. That's havenforanimals.org.
Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is honored to have been named the Eastern Shore Chamber's 2021 Small Business of the Year, as well as the Best of Baldwin by a vote of the public. Our goal is to help you and your loved ones share cherished memories and comfort each other during your time of loss. We will assist you with creating a highly personalized funeral or memorial service that reflects the life of your loved one. Benji and Donna Hughes and their staff are here to support you and make the process one of love, healing, and celebration. One of the best ways to make sure that all your questions and desires are taken care of is to make pre-arrangements. For more information, call us today at 621-5890 or log on to HughesFuneralHome.org. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Pollard Road in Daphne.
This is WABF. 928-9228 is our number. Please don't feel like you're interrupting. Give us a call. Even though we have our special guest from Devoted Health Plans in the studio this morning with us, And Mark, you had a question.
Yeah, what is the difference between you and the Affordable Care Act? Or are you the same thing? Are you different? What are the differences and similarities?
We're quite different from the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act focuses on pre-retirement age, providing health care for individuals who are not yet old enough to be on Medicare. Devoted health plans, we focus on Medicare recipients. So while both provide health care, one focuses on pre-retirement, which is Obamacare. The Medicare Advantage focuses on Medicare people who have Medicare A and B.
Okay, who have retired and are no longer in the workforce and...
Oh, you can still be working, right? You just have to be 65.
65 or older.
Right?
Okay.
Well, there are some situations where under 65 you can get Medicare, like if you're disabled.
Mm-hmm.
After 24 months of disability, you can qualify for Medicare A and B. I think that rather than saying 65 or older, I think it would be better to say those who have both Medicare and Medicare A and B.
Okay.
The Medicare Advantage plan caters to that population, whereas the Obamacare is individual family health care for people who are not Medicare eligible.
Okay. Okay.
Did that answer your question? You still seem
yes,
a little confused.
Yes, well, it did. Lori and I, we're both in the 60s. Well, we're both at the point where we're going to be using that or needing that in a few years. And for me, I'll need it in about 5 years, and Lori will need it in about 15, 20 years because she's 39.
He's good. So, yeah, he does.
So it is something that, you know, even if we don't need it now, we're going to be needing it soon. So.
And many in our audience, if you're joining us late, we're talking about what we call Medicare Advantage plans, or Part C.
Yes, that's correct.
I took notes. I'm learning. I'm learning because it's kind of complicated. But my friend Jerry Smith is also here, and Jerry would be the one that you would call locally and walk you through Medicare plans and which is right for you. Right, Jerry?
Yes, ma'am.
And that number is 422-2680.
Yeah.
And I just had a thought in my head, and I lost it. What else were we going to mention before we run out of time?
Well, I'll say, I know we talked about people with Medicare age, but just the other day I had somebody talk to me about their parents and, you know, maybe their grandparents. And so, you know, even if you're not close to Medicare age and you have any questions, you know, feel free
to
ask.
Good point.
Yeah, because, you know, you'll know somebody that may need that.
Well, and I often tell our potential advertisers, we're one of the few stations that reaches the adult child or the caregiver and the one that needs care, because of our music, you know, spanning from, you know, Frank Sinatra to the Eagles. You know, many of us are in that position where we have a parent that needs assistance, mm-hmm. but we're not quite there yet, so we're helping them.
Yeah, and it's always the numbers that I feel like is the most intimidating, because you do see those commercials on TV, and you do see like a
tons,
right? You know, because you got to think one company may have, you know, five or six plans out there. So it just seems overwhelming. So, you know, always educate yourself. You know, always feel free to ask.
And one thing I would mention is plans change every year. We have a certain time period.
Yeah.
The plans come out with...
Not like it's complicated enough, but the federal government's going to complicate
it
even more.
They add things or take away things. Normally they don't take away. Normally they add to benefit the customer.
Well,
they'll
good.
Get a feedback all year long,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll say that's how Devoted got to their amount for their dental and how it went so far because people were getting dentures and
mm-hmm.
and those kind of things, and those are extremely expensive. You know, it's same thing with hearing aids, same
right.
things, you know, that but the plans change every not change but they add to. And what meets your needs this year may not meet your needs next year.
Especially because, let's say I develop an illness I didn't have before. So that's
right.
a different doctor, a
different
medication.
Medications.
So I might need a different plan to address that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So I'm catching on.
Okay, let me just chime in here. One of the benefits of working with someone like Lori, who represents a number of plans, who represents a number of plans, she can take the time to look at their doctors, their medications, their prescriptions, and help them find the plan that's best for them. It's not a one-size-fits-all. She represents various carriers, and not every individual have the same health care needs.
I'm glad you brought that out, and I've had that experience with you personally, yes. With my ex-husband, with a couple of our friends. I've seen the process and seen how it works, and that's very important because it is customized, whether she selects Devoted Health or another plan. So it is important to reach out to Jerry at 422-2680. Now, if someone just remembers Devoted Health plans and Googles it and calls you, then you would refer them to an agent in our area, like Jerry. Is that how that works?
Yes, the way that works, we have no, out here in the local markets, we have no employed salespeople. All of our sales are done through brokers or individuals who represent a number of companies so that they can do the best job for the individual.
Yeah, it makes it more objective.
Yeah.
It's like right now I'm looking for homeowner's insurance because I filed a claim, so my insurance premium's doubled. Imagine that. So, I mean, I'm looking, and I'm going to people that can shop several plans. To me, it's more objective.
Yeah, and if we are the best fit, then certainly we would love the business, but we realize that we may not be the best fit
for everybody.
For everybody.
Right.
Right. In full transparency, Ryan, like, he's, you know, broker manager. He works with all the brokers because, you know, like I said, I may be local here, but I'm not a salesperson. I do things within the community and, you know, make up events and things where the agents can, you know, be seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and our listening audience also is not just here in Fairhope, but also over the internet and the World Wide Web. We have listeners all across the country, in Georgia and Florida. We got regular listeners in Mississippi, and even as far as New Mexico.
They can hear us at Mobile and Baymanette, Locksley, Spanish Fort, Daphne, not just that.
So, Devoted talks to not just folks from right here in the Fairhope area, but all across the southeast and the region. How far is your reach?
Yeah, currently we're in 13 states with a footprint really across the country from Hawaii down to Florida. And we had that big expansion last year into 8 of the states to make it 13 total, with Alabama being one of those newer states last year.
Very good. And that's a good point, Mark, because we do have a lot of online listeners, locally and nationally,
abroad.
Yeah, and abroad even.
And they can they have to live in a state and a county where we have filed a product through the federal government.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
One of the ways they can identify that, they can simply call us 1-800-DEVOTED.
That's 1-800-DEVOTED.
Yes.
1-800-DEVOTED.
Okay. And we will, our service guides, our member guides will talk them through the process, and if they want a salesperson to come visit them, they'll send a lead out to the field that we pass on to one of our brokers who can handle the meeting with the individual.
Okay.
Like Jerry. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, this has been so informative, and I've done quite a few interviews on this topic, but I think I understand it better than ever, Booker. You know your stuff, man. You do.
Well, thank you.
Like you said, 42 many years.
You are. Okay,
I added the many. Sorry, you got 42. I added the many.
Yeah, it's a line of work that I truly enjoy, and so I've immersed myself in it because I love working the senior population, and I particularly love the mission here at Devoted, which is to treat every member like you would treat your own family.
It's the golden rule. Y'all are operating off the golden rule.
And that resonates with people, you know, here in Alabama, right? They understand. They treat Absolutely. Everyone how you want to be treated, and it goes a long way in personally and business and for business.
Yeah, that Southern hospitality.
Yeah, that Southern hospitality.
And let me clarify for a moment. When it says treat every member like you would your own family,
mm-hmm.
family members you like.
No. I want somebody.
Absolutely. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Mike.
Almost said, hey, Mike.
My genuine McBride saddle that's post-Civil War that I'm going to take $100 for. It has iron stirrups and all the tack decorations on it. It's an original saddle. Also, I have a mid-1800s powder flask. It's made of copper and brass. Has some small pinholes in the bottom of it from where the powder kind of ate through some of the copper. But it's an original. It would look good in a display case. I'll take $20 for that. And I have some engineered dividers from the 1800s. They're 6 inches long. They're steel and brass. I'll take $10 for those. These are good for a display, especially if you have an old map, put a set of engineer's dividers in there with it. It looks great. Also, I have the powder horn, which is $25. It's a reproduction powder horn with a brass powder measure on it. And then I have the hardback book, Lee and His Generals, for $10. That powder horn's $25. And that's the end of my list.
So you've sold the tuner, you've found a stereo, a CD player, and you found a lawnmower.
I haven't found the lawnmower yet. You can leave that on there.
Okay.
I am still looking for a lawnmower. Preferably a big wheel, but one that works well will be good.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Bye.
929-2582. I almost said hello, Mike, because he's traditionally the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can tell, he's like into Civil War reenactment and whatnot, because he always has very, very unusual things.
Okay. Now, you had something, Jerry, about the premiums?
Yeah, the premiums on a lot of these plans are zero monthly for the member.
In addition to what your Part B monthly premium is.
Correct.
Okay, and somebody's calling in late. Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Jimmy.
I can be the official last caller of the day, but I'm still going to sneak one in at the end of the day.
Oh, listen to you. All right. well, it's usually in between the two of you. To be exact.
Yeah, well, I don't call in here as much as I used to, so he still outnumbers me as far as making calls in.
What you got for us?
I sold a Jeep, and I still have the little 13-foot airboat hull skiff with the 25 Johnson electric start on a trailer. And I still have the 14-foot aluminum skiff on a trailer. And if anybody's interested in either one of those, and I've got a bunch of anchors, too. If somebody needs an anchor, give me a call.
What about the big sailboat?
29-foot sailboat.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. You. Okay.
And I still got the 36-foot sailboat.
Both okay.
Of them still up for grabs.
Still
All right.
For a CB radio?
I got a bunch of them. I got three of them, matter of fact.
Oh, you found some CBs. Okay.
I bought a new one.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
The Stryker 955.
209-5667. Thank you, Jimmy,
thank
the
you,
Dog River
you.
Rat.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
was there
okay.
one question we were trying to answer, or did we make it?
Yeah, did we cover the premiums, the zero premium?
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, it's zero premium. They pay their Part B premium from the Social Security check, and there's no additional premium to acquire the extra benefits.
That's huge.
That's awesome.
Okay.
So more information, call 1-800-DEVOTED or call, better yet, our friend Jerry Smith here locally in Fairhope at 422-2680.
Yes.
422-2680. Thank you so much, Brandon McFarland.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Ryan Nickel.
Thank you.
And Booker Joseph.
It's been a blast. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Swap Shop's brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
By Fairhope Hemp CBD, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, the Quail Creek Golf Course Snack Bar, and the Fairhope Store.
Okay, this is WABF Mobile, Fairhope, great music and memories. Say bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Have a good one, and may God bless you.
It's a beautiful morning.